Even without the miraculous spiritual gift of discernment, you can test all things. So look at Deuteronomy 18. Look at verse 21. If thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? If it's not truly from God, how are we going to know about it if the man claims it's from God? Verse 22. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. That's pretty simple, right? If someone came to the nation of Israel, or if they were from the nation of Israel, and they rose up and they said, I'm a prophet, God has called me, he's revealed something to me, and here's my prediction, and it doesn't come to pass, he's a liar. The Israelites didn't have to listen to that man. He's making it up. You don't have to fear him. But look over at Deuteronomy 13. And this is important too. Because watching the outcome of predictions was not the only safeguard they had. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. You can still determine whether or not he's a false prophet if his message goes against previously accepted revelations. And the Thessalonians could test things out like that as well, similar to the Israelites. If they heard a message, even without the miraculous gift of discernment, if they heard a message and it went against the gospel that Paul preached to them when he was in the city, even if the man was doing miraculous signs, they didn't need a part of that. Don't believe that. You hold fast to the good and hold yourselves far away from evil. And yes, things that claim to be from God but are not are evil. That may not be PC to say, but it's true. And it shouldn't surprise us that the devil has tried and continues to try to blur the truth in many different ways. How do I know it's not the devil trying to lead me astray with some truth that's disguised from, you know, as being from God? I don't have miraculous spiritual gifts anymore, Brother Matt. I don't have the gift of discernment. So what's my strainer? What's my filter? It's just right here. We test everything we hear against the Word of God. The Bible is established truth. It is accepted teaching. It is inspired, infallible, inerrant Scripture. So, if something you hear, maybe you've never heard it, or maybe it challenges something you thought, you shouldn't immediately dismiss it. You test it with Scripture. So we go back to the Bereans. You take what you're hearing. You strain it with God's Word. You test it with Scripture. And see if it passes the test. If it corresponds to God's Word, then you hold to it. And you pray for God's Spirit to use that in your life. To grow that. To mature you so that you can serve Him better. Don't quench His work by rejecting His Word. If the teaching fails the test, if it contradicts something in the Bible, then you and our church need to hold ourselves back from it. And you don't have to worry about quenching the Spirit then. He's not working with that message. God's Spirit never leads contrary to the Bible. Okay, the Holy Spirit always leads in harmony with God's Word.